Yayande Cook says she's alive today because her grandparents survived an attempt many years ago to destroy her people. She and other Indigenous Canadians shared their experiences on Wednesday during a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
I constantly think about my loss of culture and my loss of language and my loss of connection simply to that culture. And every single day, all of us are just fighting to get our culture back, and it was unfair of us to lose it.
A federal holiday was created to have difficult conversations about the past and to honor so many lost children. It's the first since more than 1,000 unmarked graves were found at two former residential schools earlier in this year.
I no longer call them schools because schools don't have graveyards. Today is a day to reflect on the atrocities that Canada has committed against First Nations peoples. Truth must come before reconciliation. And true reconciliation is about learning, sharing, and growing together.
More than 3,200 Indigenous children died at the hands of church and state in the residential schools, which were operated from 1831 right up to the 1990s. Last week, Canada's Catholic bishops apologized for their role in the system, for the physical and sexual abuse. 150,000 Indigenous children were taken from their families and forcibly assimilated during this time in what's now recognized as a cultural genocide. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged all Canadians to reflect on the evil done in the past.
Do not tell me or try to explain that the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation is a day for Indigenous Canadians. It is a day for all Canadians. It is all of us. It is all of our story.
But where the story goes next is up to the people. Indigenous women and girls face a higher risk of being murdered or going missing. Many communities lack clean drinking water or adequate funding for social services. But the largest issue remains the land that was stolen and treaties ignored in Ottawa and London.
The British Crown, upon taking control of Canada way back in the 19th century, refused to acknowledge that there are Indigenous land claims. And then what's led to in the residential school system, which was to control people on those communities and remove their children, force those children into a Christian education, quite violently so, by refusing to allow them to have a relationship with their parents, set forth cycles of self-abuse, shame, suicide, addictions throughout the country in all, virtually every single Indigenous community. So here we are, 1996 was the last time the residential schools closed, and here we are in 2021, and the impacts of those schools are still being felt.
A lot of work remains to be done, but you got to start somewhere. Organizers say reconciliation is a healing journey, a process that must be kept alive, along with the memories of those who were lost. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.